Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
One of those stories just makes you go, how? Just how?
An illegal migrant from Uzbekistan with ties to terrorism was just arrested driving an 18-wheeler in Kansas. So how on earth did he have a commercial driver's license from Pennsylvania?
DHS says ICE arrested 31-year-old Akhor Bazarov on November 9th in Kansas. The agency says Bazarov entered the United States illegally in February 2023. He was arrested by Border Patrol and then released despite an arrest warrant issued for him in his native country of Uzbekistan. Authorities there had issued one for him in 2022, accusing him of being a member of a terrorist organization calling for jihad online and recruiting others to join the movement. DHS says the Biden administration granted Bazarov work authorization in January 2024 before getting a commercial driver's license in Pennsylvania just this past July.
Oh, the punchline? No. It's not that he has a commercial driver's license, which, by the way, guess what? Allows him to drive a school bus. How convenient. Here, drop your child off with the illegal immigrant terrorist, who, by the way, is wanted in Uzbekistan. They want him back because he's a jihadi. If you could send him, that'd be great, they said to the Biden administration. Biden's administration said no and released him. Come again? He didn't sneak in, folks. Can I stop for a moment and just point out, I have a lot of liberal trolls in this audience. Are you okay? Are you okay with this? I mean, I know you guys love open borders. You think you could just coexist with terrorists. I know you're delusional, but are you okay with this? We caught him at the border. We knew he was a terrorist. They let him go. He got a driver's license that allows him to drive semis, rigs. He can drive, he can haul chemicals. He can drive buses, including ones with children in them. That okay? Yeah, I know the answer. It's okay with you liberals. Okay. Sure. As long as he votes Democrat, I get it. Doesn't matter how many people die. But there's a problem here. Do you know what else he got? Real ID. Oh yeah, his license has that little star. You got a star on your license? If you do, I do. You know how many documents you had to present to prove that? If you're a woman who got married, God help you. They vet you harder, apparently, than if you're a terrorist. Having to go back and document your identity to get it. And the real ID is now mandatory to fly unless you use a visa. That's the other form of ID. They're going to take that away, by the way. Just wait. What is the point of real ID again? If terrorists can get real ID, what, for the love of God, is the point? Why did I have to do it? By the way, he got it in the People's Republic of Pennsylvania. So let that sink in. So, folks, our real ID program has been rendered useless. This guy, a jihadi who was recruiting online, is wanted in Uzbekistan as a terrorist. He's a wanted terrorist. He's listed by Interpol. They let him in. They didn't care. They gave him a CDL, but they also gave him a real ID. You know what that means? The terrorists can get on the plane with you. Now, the good news, and there's always good news in the Trump era. Department of Homeland Security has confirmed to Fox News, ICE arrested this demon. Wanted alleged terror. They had to put alleged. Wanted alleged terrorist, he's wanted in Uzbekistan, has been since the early 2020s, driving an 18-wheeler in Kansas, had been given a CDL by the state of Pennsylvania. His name is Akhor Bazarov. Yeah, and this is Bazarov, all right. He's had an arrest warrant in Uzbekistan since 2022 for being a member of a terrorist organization, is accused of distributing terrorist propaganda, calling for jihad online, and, oh, this is so exciting, recruiting terrorists. Who's driving your kid's school bus? They get that CDL out of California? Oh, by the way, you know how Duffy said, our Secretary of Transportation, he's revoking the 17,000 driver's licenses out of California. And then a liberal judge said, no, we need terrorist bus drivers. We need terrorist rig drivers. No, and froze it. We're going to win in court. We are. You know what? They're now finding it's closer to 60,000. That's what they're doing. They're all going to California, getting their CDL, getting a real ID, and then getting on the road. Per Department of Homeland Security, this terrorist was caught and released at the border by the Biden administration February 2023, despite him being wanted on Interpol and despite his arrest warrant in Uzbekistan for terror, which put him on the international terror watch list. No problem. If you're going to vote Democrat potentially, welcome to America. Kill 15, kill 20, kill 25, whatever. We'll just bring in more terrorists to replace them or Democrat voters or whatever. Now, here's the good news. The true miracle here. This is a good news. Seriously, it's good news. This, my friends, is the number one story in America right now by hits, clicks, and likes. Spreading like wildfire. Why? Because everybody's like, wait, I had to go to all that trouble to get a real ID and they gave it to a terrorist? Huh? Yeah. Democrats, y'all, Democrats. So I love when the American people, a story like this breaks through. Because in the back of their mind, when they're like, well, I wish the economy was better in the midterms, they're voting, and I wish this, and I wish that, and you know, Trump maybe, to my opinion, hasn't brought down prices enough, or whatever their beef is. They'll stop for a minute and go, do I want a terrorist driving my child's school bus? Because that's what you get with Democrats. Guaranteed. Maybe. Maybe that instinct for self-preservation will kick in with Americans. Maybe. Folks, before, we didn't even have a shot. Not before X. Number one story in the country, and Democrats can't do a damn thing about it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.